Per me è un piacere dare il saluto a tanti ospiti della nostra comunità, in particolare agli sposi.
It's with great pleasure that I welcome you all to all of you and a lot of you to this wedding and especially to the wedding couple.
Voi sapete che il comune di Barg è stato dichiarato il comune dei matrimoni felici.
We would like to let you know that Barg has been nominated the comune or the town hall of the happiest of marriages for the happy marriage.
E anche se oggi non è una giornata fra le più belle,
and even though today is not one of the nicest,
io spero che tutti noi ci ricordiamo di questa bella cerimonia portando, se non c'è il sole fuori, il sole nei nostri cuori.
And even though we haven't got the sun, we hope that everybody will remember this and bring sun with them.
Ora io ho uno specchietto, una scaletta da rispettare, per cui dovrei chiamare la...
Okay, we have the agenda, or what you want to call it, to follow, so perhaps whoever it is would like to start.
Annalisa.
Annalisa, ok.
Benvenuti a Barga. Oggi due persone che mi sono molto care si sposano. Vorrei dire due parole, le dico in inglese perché vorrei che le capisse anche lo sposo. Dear Christina and Suyok, dear family and dear friends, welcome to Barga. Today, two people that are very close to my heart have decided to join their lives together forever. And in doing so, they are joining together their families, their friends, and their cultures halfway across the world, from Mumbai on the western shores of India to Barga here in Tuscany, from Crema and Lorenze in northern Italy across Europe via Luxembourg, Holland, and Denmark to London in the UK, and then on even further to Canada and the US, where I currently reside. Imagine that. What an amazing union this must be. And what a challenge. I think you will agree with me that it takes two very brave and special people to make such a marriage work. When I first heard of this wedding, I was a little shocked. I will tell you why. As an older sister, when Christina and I were growing up, I always felt protective over her. It was I who would comfort her when she could not sleep at night because she was scared of the dark. And it was I, with 4 years of advantage in life over her, that would introduce her to new games, new sweets, thoughts, and experiences. I regarded myself, so to speak, as her personal coach. So you can imagine my shock when one day Christina announced to me that she had decided to get married. How could it be that my little sister was capable of taking such a big decision? And moreover, all by herself, without even consulting me. Shocking. It seems somewhere along the lines, little sister happened to grow up. And here you are, a sensitive, thoughtful, intelligent, mature woman. My dear sister, you are someone one can rely on, loving and full of wisdom. You have your father's determination and strength, and your mother's intuition and intelligence. And now I have discovered you are also someone very brave, because you have dared to follow your heart. You have thought a lot about who you are, what values matter to you, and what kind of person you would like to be with. And you have chosen Suyok. I am very glad to say that you have chosen very well. You have found someone kind and generous and thoughtful the same way you are. Someone who loves you for who you are and will always stand by your side through thick and through thin. Someone you can rely on and deeply trust. Someone that shines with an infinitude of good energy for the world and for you. Suyok, you have not only conquered my sister's heart, you have also conquered our families. You are already like a brother to me, and I look forward to you becoming Christina's husband from now on. I want to say a special thank you to your parents for raising such a wonderful, kind, and talented man. I also want to thank your parents and Mahesh for making it all the way across the ocean to be here today. Your presence is very special and dear to us. And we are really excited about meeting Suyok's sister Madhura when we come over to India and meet all your friends and relatives. Christina and Suyok, when I see the two of you together, I am touched by how sweet and loving you are with each other. You are both very caring and very special people. You are respectful of each other's space and culture and supportive of each other's needs. So despite the geographical cultural challenges your marriage will entail, I am confident that you will make it work and that you will have a long and happy life together. So I'm going to refrain from any long sisterly advice, as I think Dad will already do a great job of that tonight. Instead, I just want to say that I will always be here for you as a friend and as a sister when you need me. May you have a great journey together. Story about the beginning of your journey.
Me.
And I'm going to give it to you to read later. So I'll leave it to you for now.
al mitra di nuovo parlò e disse: che cos'è il matrimonio, maestro? E lui rispose dicendo: voi siete nati insieme e insieme starete per sempre. Sarete insieme quando le bianche ali della morte disperderanno i vostri giorni e insieme nella silenziosa memoria di Dio. Ma vi sia spazio nella vostra unione e tra voi danzino i venti dei cieli. Amatevi l'un l'altro, ma non fatene una prigione d'amore. Piuttosto vi sia un moto di mare tra le sponde delle vostre anime. Riempitevi l'un l'altro le coppe, ma non bevete da un'unica coppa. Datevi sostentamento reciproco, ma non mangiate dello stesso pane. Cantate e danzate insieme e state allegri, ma ognuno di voi sia solo, come sole sono le corde del liuto, benché vibrino di musica uguale. Donatevi il cuore, ma l'uno non sia di rifugio all'altro, poiché solo la mano della vita può contenere i vostri cuori. E siate uniti, ma non troppo vicini. Le colonne del tempio si ergono distanti e la quercia e il cipresso non crescono l'una all'ombra dell'altra.
Text from Khalil Gibran. Then our mitra spoke again and said, and what of marriage, master? And he answered, saying, you were born together, and together you shall be forevermore. You shall be together when the white winds of death scatter your days. Aye, you shall be together even in the silent memory of God. But let there be spaces in your togetherness, and let the winds of the heavens dance between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving scene between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and rejoice, but let each one of you be alone, even as the strings of a lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. Give your hearts, but not into each other's keeping, for only the hand of life can contain your hearts. And stand together, yet not too near together, for the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow.
Thank you.
Bene, iniziamo il rito del matrimonio.
Right, we're now going to start the marriage ceremony.
Matrimonio civile celebrato in barca. In piedi.
Stand up, please.
Matrimonio civile celebrato in barca il 14 novembre 2009.
Civil marriage celebrated in Barga on the 14th of November 2009.
Lei è il signor Peshkar Su Yong Anant. Sì. Sì. Lei è la signora Cristina Bianchessi.
Sì.
E siete qui comparsi per la celebrazione del vostro matrimonio.
You are Suog Anant Peshka.
Yes.
You are Cristina Bianchessi.
Yes.
And you are here present for the celebration of your wedding.
Do lettura degli articoli 143, 144, 147 del Codice Civile.
I'm now going to read articles 143, 144 and 147 of the Civil Code.
Articolo 143, diritti e doveri reciproci dei coniugi.
Article 143, rights and obligations of married couple.
Con il matrimonio il marito e la moglie acquistano gli stessi diritti e assumono i medesimi doveri.
Under the marriage terms, husband and wife acquire same rights and assume the same obligations.
Dal matrimonio deriva l'obbligo reciproco alla fedeltà, all'assistenza morale e materiale, alla collaborazione nell'interesse della famiglia e alla coabitazione.
There derives under the marriage terms reciprocal obligations regarding trust, moral and material assistance, collaboration regarding family interests and cohabitation.
Entrambi i coniugi sono tenuti, ciascuno in relazione alle proprie sostanze e alla propria capacità di lavoro professionale o casalingo, a contribuire ai bisogni della famiglia.
The married couple are held pursuant to their own personal property and their professional work or not household to contribute to family necessities.
Articolo 144, indirizzo della vita familiare e residenza della famiglia.
Article 144, address during family life and family residence.
I coniugi concordano tra loro l'indirizzo della vita familiare e fissano la residenza della famiglia secondo le esigenze di entrambe e quelle preminenti della famiglia stessa.
The married couple will agree between them the address for family life and will fix the family residence according to their needs and those preeminent of the said family.
A ciascuno dei coniugi spetta il potere di attuare l'indirizzo concordato.
To both the couples will agree to their address or residence.
Articolo 147, doveri verso i figli.
Article 147, obligations towards children.
Il matrimonio impone ad ambedue i coniugi l'obbligo di mantenere, istruire ed educare la prole, tenendo conto delle capacità, dell'inclinazione naturale e delle aspirazioni dei figli.
The marriage imposes on both the married couple the obligation to maintain, instruct and educate any offspring, taking into account the capacity, natural inclination and aspirations of said offspring.
Lei, signor Su Yong Anant Peshkar, intende prendere in moglie la qui presente Cristina Bianchessi?
Do you, Su Yong Anant Peshkar, take as your wife the here present Cristina Bianchessi?
Yes, I do.
Lei, signora Cristina Bianchessi, intende prendere in marito il qui presente Su Yong Anant Peshkar?
Do you, Cristina Bianchessi, take as your husband the here present Su Yong Anant Peshkar?
Yes, I do.
In merito alla risposta affermativa, io, Giovannetti Alberto Alfredo, vice sindaco ed ufficiale dello Stato civile del Comune di Barga, alla presenza dei testimoni che hanno udito, dichiaro in nome della legge che siete uniti in matrimonio.
Following the affirmative reply, I, Alberto Alfredo Giovannetti, deputy mayor of the civil authority for the Comune of Barga, in the presence of witnesses, testimony hereto, declare that in the name of the law you have been united in matrimony.